Keach's Catechism, questions 111 through 118. Question 111. What does the preface to the Lord's Prayer teach us? Answer. The preface of the Lord's Prayer, which is, Our Father which art in heaven, teaches us to draw near to God with all holy reverence and confidence as children to a Father, able and ready to help us, and that we should pray with and for others. Question 112. What do we pray for in this first petition? Answer. In this first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he makes himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. Question 113. What do we pray for in the second petition? Answer. In the second petition, which is thy kingdom come, we pray that Satan's kingdom may be destroyed, and that the kingdom of grace may be advanced, ourselves and others brought into it and kept in it, and that the kingdom of glory may be hastened. Question 114. What do we pray for in the third petition? Answer. In the third petition, which is Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, we pray that God, by His grace, would make us able and willing to know, obey, and submit to His will in all things as the angels do in heaven. Question 115. What do we pray for in the fourth petition? Answer. In the fourth petition, which is Give us this day our daily bread, we pray that of God's free gift we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life and enjoy His blessing with them. Question 116. What do we pray for in the fifth petition? Answer. In the fifth petition, which is And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, we pray that God, for Christ's sake, would freely pardon all our sins, which we are rather encouraged to ask, because by His grace we are enabled from the heart to forgive others. Question 117. What do we pray for in the sixth petition? Answer. In the sixth petition, which is, And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, we pray that God would either keep us from being tempted to sin, or support and deliver us when we are tempted. Question 118. What does the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer teach us? Answer. The conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, which is For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, Amen, teaches us to take our encouragement in prayer from God only, and in our prayers to praise Him, ascribing kingdom, power, and glory to Him, and in testimony of our desire and assurance to be heard, we say Amen.